prior to the mission, used scentless soap, donned specially prepared clothing, and been sprayed with an essence derived from the house itself. A not altogether unpleasant combination of furniture polish, fresh flowers, and a touch of mold. Protected by their clothing and carefully honed skills, the assassins continued to advance. Melo turned onto her side, felt Buli stir in response, and examined his face. She couldn't really see it, the moonlight wasn't bright enough for that, but didn't need to. The short hair, steady gray eyes, and determined chin were etched in her memory. He was intelligent, romantic, and very, very brave. When a member of the Cabal had imprisoned her in Johannesburg, it had been Buli who led the mission to rescue her. She would never forget the moment when light spilled into her cell, when he spoke her name, when he swept her into his arms. Just like in her childhood storybooks, except for one very important thing. He might be the one, and they might live happily ever after, but she wasn't sure. Hardswim looked down on the lights of Sintra, imagined the interior of his favorite bar, and cursed his luck. The general got laid, his buddies got drunk, and what did he get? The stinking shaft, that's what. Hardswim paused in mid-thought as his nose tried to tell him something. A scent that shouldn't be there? No, too much of the scent that should be there. The Na was already drawing his sidearm and turning toward the light switch when the assassins took him down. One hit the back of his knees, a second pulled his head back, and the third slit his throat. The blood looked black in the moonlight. It took less than 3 seconds. The body made a soft thump as it hit the floor. Moving quickly, lest the body cool, the diminutive killers took the Na over to the bedroom door, raised him up, and pressed a palm against the print-sensitive lock. The mechanism made a soft but distinctive click. Melo heard the door lock click and frowned. Hardswim never entered the room without requesting permission first, not to mention the fact that it was the middle of the night. Having been awake for some time, the executive's eyes were fully adjusted to the half-darkness that pervaded the room. She saw the door open a crack and made up her mind. There had been a time when she would have laughed at the notion of assassins, but that was before she had spent months as a political prisoner and been forced to shoot a man at close range. Better to look stupid than dead. Buli felt a hand cover his mouth, came instantly awake, and felt for the handgun. It had a tendency to migrate during the night, especially when they made love, but it happened to be in the spot where he'd left it. His fingers closed around cool metal as lips brushed his ear. Someone opened the door. The officer nodded, nudged Melo toward the far side of the bed, and flicked the safety to the off position. Someone else might have yelled something like, "Who's there? I have a gun," but Buli didn't believe in that sort of nonsense. He figured that anyone who mistakenly entered a locked room during the middle of the night deserved to die. He rolled to the left, saw motion, and opened fire. The first assassin staggered as two bullets ripped through her body, but the second and third made it through the door and opened fire with handheld flechette throwers. The darts sampled the air, identified epithelial cells that matched the DNA they were programmed to seek, and steered themselves accordingly. Buli continued to fire, saw two additional shadows fall, and felt rather than saw the missiles that accelerated past his torso. Smart darts, targeted to Melo. The officer turned, threw himself out over the bed, but knew it was too late. Having rolled off the right side of the bed, Melo sensed the attack and raised the pillow out of reflex more than anything else. She felt the darts hit the foam rubber, fell backward in an attempt to reduce the extent to which she was visible, and saw Buli throw himself into the line of fire. The bed creaked as the officer landed on it. Three heavily armed legionnaires burst through the door, and the lights flashed on. Melo, surprised to learn she was still alive, lowered the pillow. 9 flechettes protruded from the opposite side. The previously white linen was yellow where some sort of liquid had started to spread. Buli yelled, "Poison!" and Melo threw the object away. Buli rolled off the bed, stood,